In Texas schools, the standards for teaching sex education haven't been updated for more than 20 years. Now there's finally a new curriculum, and it allows for the discussion of birth control, in addition to the traditional emphasis on abstinence. From KERA, Elena Rivera reports.
Kelly Bird is a junior at a Dallas area high school. She remembers when a group came to talk to her eighth grade class about sexually transmitted infections, or STIs.
They had a bunch of tennis balls and they wrote STIs on them. And then they had a couple of kids come up and put on gloves. And they were like, okay, if he throws the ball to her and she has a glove on, then she's protected. But if she doesn't have a glove on, then she'll get the disease or something. It was really weird.
Callie says the group didn't really explain what the STIs actually were, just that people should wear condoms.
By the time you're in eighth grade, you know what a condom is. You know to wear a condom. So it's kind of like, okay, we get it, but like why? And what are other things we can do?
Kelly says she hasn't gotten any sex ed in school since that presentation years ago, because in Texas, health education is optional after middle school. Lots of high schools don't offer it at all. In 2020, Kelly started training to be a peer educator through Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. She learned about pregnancy prevention methods, like the difference between birth control and Plan B. She says she felt like she was playing catch up.
My friends and I will talk about sex, but not like sex education. So I don't know if they know about other methods of birth control. I don't know.
That's worrying to J.R. Chester, who's worked as a health advocate and educator for Dallas youth for more than 10 years. Texas is in the top 10 states for teen birth rates in the nation and has the overall highest rate of repeat teen birth.
I was a repeat teen mom, so our oldest is 16 now. I know the information that would have been helpful for me in preventing teen pregnancy in my own personal life, and it's something that I want to make sure our future generations have.
An updated curriculum will be taught in schools beginning this fall. It still stresses abstinence first, but now includes info about birth control and STIs. Chester says her work is to make sure kids know they can ask questions without shame or guilt.
I think people hear sexual health and some of them get really squeamish about it, but sexual health is your understanding of your body, your basic functioning.
But it's become more complicated to even get this information to Texas youth. Last year, the legislature adopted a new policy that requires parents or caregivers to opt into health education rather than opt out. Texas leaders say parents should have rights over what their kids learn. But opting into sex ed means Texas is one of only a few states that does that.
When I think about the paperwork that I've fished out of my child's backpack 3 weeks late, this kind of terrifies me.
That's Jen Biendo with the Texas Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy.
The big concern with the opt-in policy is that some kids will just slip through the cracks. Maybe they're not living with a parent or guardian, or maybe they don't have a parent or guardian who's closely engaged. Those might be the kids that need this information the most.
Students who do opt in are not going to learn anything about consent, gender, or LGBTQ+ issues. That's not in the new curriculum. For high school student Kelly Bird, she says there's still too much left out.
I just hope we move past that and instead actually teach them what they need to know.
But the opt-in policy in Texas seems to be gaining ground. The state has also required parents to give permission for their kids to learn about child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and sex trafficking. For NPR News, I'm Elena Rivera in Dallas.